This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The Harris County Sheriff's Office is investigating now that two more jail inmates have died this week. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno says a total of 18 inmates have died in Harris County custody this year.
63-year-old Kerry Parks was pronounced dead just after 5 a.m. on Wednesday. He suffered a medical emergency that morning and was transported to St. Joseph Medical Center in Houston. Parks was convicted more than 10 years ago and was facing a life sentence in the custody of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. They transported him to Houston for a court hearing and temporarily placed him in the jail in June, but never picked him back up. 66-year-old Tony Davis was in jail for 13 days for violating his parole from a decades-old drug charge. He was taken to a hospital Wednesday night and returned to the jail, where he collapsed and was pronounced dead by first responders. The Harris County Medical Examiner will perform autopsies on both men. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Two chapters of the Council on American-Islamic Relations are suing Governor Greg Abbott and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. That's after the governor designated CARE as a foreign terrorist organization. That prevents a group from buying land in Texas. Charles Swift is the lead attorney in the case.
Basically, what the governor did was unconstitutional for a multitude of reasons.
The government has 21 days to respond to the lawsuit. CARE's Dallas and Austin chapters argue the governor violated their First Amendment rights. Galveston ISD says it stands by its decision not to put up the Ten Commandments in classrooms. This comes 2 weeks after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued the district for not displaying the posters. The Fifth Circuit plans to take up the issue in January. There's Thursday night football at NRG Park as the Texans meet the Buffalo Bills. The Texans are 5-5 on the season, while the Bills are 7-3. Kickoff is at 7:15. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance we could see some rain, and overnight low near 70. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.